This robot is growing like a fast-moving vine. As the body of the robot expands, creating a long tube, it looks like a snake.
What's nice about this is it mimics the pattern of growth of a vine, adding new material to the tip, but does so in a way that is very fast and cheap and easy to make in our lab.
Elliot Hawks, assistant professor of mechanical engineering at UC Santa Barbara, came up with the idea to develop what he calls a vine robot.
I had a vine in my office that was away from a window on a bookshelf. It slowly grew out this tendril around the edge of the bookshelf and got some sunlight. So it was kind of this realization that plants can actually access new locations through this process of growth.
He and his students are collaborating with researchers at Stanford University to develop this vine robot that can do some powerful things, like squeeze into small spaces, move through tight angles, and exert pressure on objects without destroying them. That's why this robot could someday be used to assist in life-saving medical procedures and in disaster relief efforts. Hawk says the way it works is quite simple.
We've taken this plastic tubing and we've stuffed it back inside itself. So it was about 2 feet long. We've got it crinkled up and it's only an inch or so long at this point. Now, when we put some compressed air inside that tubing, it wants to expand and unfurl from the tip. As I do that, we can hear it. And just like that, it's lengthened out to 2 feet again.
Tiny versions of this vine robot could someday be used in medicine to help severely ill patients, says David Haggerty, a PhD student in mechanical engineering who works in this lab.
Access in the body becomes really hard unless you either want to cut through something or go around something. You know, a device like this, it very easily mimics those curvatures and those paths. And so there's the potential that we can open up an area of the body that's previously been off limits to technology.
He and his colleagues are collaborating with a neurosurgeon to develop a vine robot that can grow through blood vessels in the body to remove a clot from the brain for stroke patients. They're also designing a robot that can be used for intubation by growing from the mouth down the throat to the lungs to deliver oxygen to the patient. And Hawk says larger robots like this one could potentially save lives in search and rescue.
We could have a ton of them growing in parallel, each with sensors on it. And if any of them came across a trapped victim, they could report back to the surface exactly where that person is. We've created a physical conduit from the surface to the trapped victim, and you could potentially pump water, liquid, communication, food, or whatever through this tubing.
The vine robot has already been used in archaeological digs. Last year, it explored an ancient temple in Peru and discovered 3,000-year-old tunnels containing ceramics and human remains. Hawks and his students are working on these vine robots to make improvements so that they can be successfully used in these and many more applications. Nicholas Niclario, a PhD student in mechanical engineering, is using a sewing machine on fabric to make an extension that runs along the sides of the robot. He's creating what's called muscles that allow the robot to change direction.
Now with these muscles, we can make very quick turns for quick response to the robot. In the future, if it was automated, see some sort of target, it could quickly turn towards it, turn away, inspect its surroundings, and be much more useful.
Earlier this year, Science Robotics magazine named the Vine Robot one of the 10 robotics technologies of the year. At UC Santa Barbara, Deborah Green, KCLU News.